Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light no darkness can extinguish. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Christ goes up into his holy temple, Mary's son to be presented there. Come to be reclaimed like all the firstborn, in whose servitude he stoops to share. Christ was consecrated by his Abba, sent to love and hear God's Spirit call. Now the Christ is offered by his Mother, destined sacrifice of love for all. God the living Abba of all nations, with the word and holy breath sing praise. Through the ages Israel's great glory lights the Gentile on our God's new ways. Amen. O God, we ponder your kindness within your temple. As your name, O God, so also your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Of justice, your right hand is full. Within your temple, we recall your loving kindness. Within your temple, we recall your loving kindness. The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. God's holy mountain rises in beauty, the joy of all the earth. Within your temple, we recall your loving kindness. Mount Zion, true pole of the earth, the great one city, God in the midst of its citadels has proven to be its stronghold. Within your temple, we recall your loving kindness. Walk through Zion, walk all round it, count the number of its towers, review all its ramparts, examine all its fortifications. Within your temple, we recall your loving kindness. That you may tell the next generation that such is our God forever and always. It is Adonai who leads us. Within your temple, we recall your loving kindness. O God, we ponder your kindness within your temple. As your name, O God, so also your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Of justice, your right hand is full.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Behold, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. but upon you Adonai shines, and over you appears the glory of God. Nations shall walk by your light, and rulers of the peoples by your shining radiance. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Adorn your bridal chamber, Zion, and welcome Christ our love. Embrace Mary, who is the gate of heaven. For she carries the glorious Son, who brings new light. Adorn your bridal chamber, Zion, and welcome Christ our love. Embrace Mary, who is the gate of heaven. For she carries the glorious Son, who brings new light. She remained a virgin bearing in her hands the Son begotten before the day star. For she carries the glorious Son, who brings new light. Holding him in his arms, Simeon proclaimed to the peoples, He is the Lord of life and death, and the Savior of the world. For she carries the glorious Son, who brings new light. Adorn your bridal chamber, Zion, and welcome Christ our love. Embrace Mary, who is the gate of heaven. For she carries the glorious Son, who brings new light. A light of revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Now, Adonai, you can dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have witnessed your saving deeds. A light of revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. With my own eyes I have seen the salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of every people. A light of revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. A light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. A light of revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. A light of revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel.
Today Jesus was presented in the temple. Let us acknowledge his presence in our world and pray. Let our eyes see your saving power. Following the Torah and the traditions of Israel, You were presented in the temple to acknowledge that every life belongs to God. May our observance of this feast and all our traditions express gratitude and reverence for all people and all living things. Let our eyes see your saving power. Simeon welcomed you in his arms and blessed God for the glory and light that your love was bringing into the world. Help us to welcome you in all our sisters and brothers. Let our eyes see your saving power. Anna, the prophetess, spoke of you to all who were awaiting the redemption of Israel. Help us to proclaim with our lives your love for all who yearn for the fullness of life. Let our eyes see your saving power. Destined to be a sign that many would reject and still reject today, show us the way to follow you into the strongholds of injustice, oppression, and evil, where God's compassion is needed most. Let our eyes see your saving power. You taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Holy One, source of life and light, after years of prayer and preparation, Simeon and Anna rejoiced at the coming of Jesus into the temple and acknowledged the glory and light that he was bringing into the world. As we bless in light candles on this feast, fill us with the joy that comes from letting your light shine in our hearts and guide our steps into the ways of justice and peace. We ask this in the name of your Word made flesh, who lives and loves with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the God of light fill us with all peace and joy, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in goodness for all creation. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Loving Mother of our Savior, holding open heaven's only hope, star for steerage in this vastness, rise to help us save the sinking. Nature's greatest wonder, you have borne your own true Maker, giving human life to him. Virgin ever before and after, that good news from Gabriel, word of life for living, tell it now, mercy to all people.
The angel of the Lord brought the message to Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit.
Let us pray.
Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.